Thank you, Pastor, for the introduction, and I'm humbled by the introduction. First and foremost, I want to praise and thank the Lord for the blessed Sunday morning to worship with you in truth and spirit. It is a real blessing to be here together. All the glory goes to the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about the Gideon ministry, what the Lord is doing around the world through this ministry with your prayers and your support. The only one objective Gideons have is winning others to Christ, leading others to Christ. That's all we do worldwide. So shall my word be that comes out of my mouth. It shall not come back void. It will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I send it. The word of God, the infallible, inerrant, eternal word of God, is changing lives every day around the world through the Bibles which are placed in the traffic lanes of life. One of the persons you might have seen, you saw in that video clip, his name is Christopher Yuan, and he is the drug dealer we were talking about, and he is presently in the faculty of Moody Bible College. And all what he received was a small portion of the Bible. He did not have the whole scripture, a portion of a scripture copy like this. And from there, he came to Christ. Who are Gideons? We are Christian business and professional men, and we are members of churches like this, and we are an extension missionary arm of the local church. It's a family ministry. My wife is called the auxiliary of Gideons. We work together in this ministry, and our wives are focused on the medical world, the doctor's office. They place the Bibles, and they stand behind in prayers when we are out there placing the Bible or handing out the Bible. The Gideon's auxiliary, our ladies, that association is the single largest Christian women's association in the world with over 100,000 members around the world. This ministry started in 1898 in Wisconsin, the next state, 117 years ago. And the ministry is going, and what we do, the single objective is leading others to Christ, and by placing the Bibles in the traffic lanes of life, in hotels, in motels, schools and colleges, and also in nursing homes, many places like that. And distributing these Bibles, we don't do a mass distribution. We go one at a time, individually, to the other person who comes our way. And this is happening all around the country. This last month and this month, we focus on October and November, well, some part of September also, to bring it to our schools. We stand at the sidewalk and hand out these Bibles to the students of America. And it is also a personal evangelism, one-on-one. We do that to lead others to Christ. And we use a same copy of the Bible with a different cover page. And that's what the ministry we do. This is happening in 200 countries around the world, and there is only 24 more countries around the world to be reached by Gideons, or these are the last 24 countries which is not open for Bibles. Legally, we cannot go into these countries with the Bibles. So we are praying for these 24 countries around the world, and we request your prayers so that these countries will open up. The last one, the Willis and Futuna, that country only have 4,900 people. So these are the last 24 countries down to about 5,000 population. So please pray for these countries. You may not remember all these countries, but there are 24 more countries. We need your prayers. With your prayers and your support, we will reach the world with the eternal word of God. And these countries represent about 25%, 1.76 billion people around the world. Presently, we are distributing and handing out Bibles in 102 different languages around the world. And 2015, we handed out or distributed over 91 million Bibles. The same year, we also crossed 2 billionth mark. That means 2 billion Bibles were placed in 117 years. The first billion took 93 years. But look at the second billion took only 14 years. So it is going in a very fast rate. 91 million means about 2.5 Bibles every second. Brothers and sisters, it is your prayers and your support make this ministry possible around the world. I want to bring you the testimony of Pastor Craig Groeschel. He received a Bible, a green Bible, in a college campus like this in 1996. He was an atheist. And let me tell you, he started his spiritual life from the Word of God. Pastor Craig Groeschel started his ministry in 1996. Today, in Edmond, Oklahoma, the Life Church, he has over 60,000 members, all started from one copy of the Bible. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God changes lives. In 2008, he started the YouVersion Bible. Some of you may have this free internet download. You know, today, in 8 years, over 243 million downloads around the world, all started from one copy of the Bible, which you made possible to be in the hands of a man. And today, though, God is doing great and mighty things around the world in many, many different languages. And all started from that one single Bible. There is a program called the Friends of Gideon's. You can be a part of it, a prayer partner or a financial partner. Talk to me about or Warren after the service. And that is a new program. We also have a Gideon Card app. Over 1,000 languages you can have the Bibles. And you can use the same Bible to witness to others from other countries in their own language, their own mother tongue. And it is not only reading, but audibly you can hear it also. So Gideon Bible app, free from Gideon's, with your prayers and with your support. How can you help this ministry? You can definitely pray for it. If you're already praying, continue to pray. Continue to pray for the 200 Gideon countries around the world and the 24 countries we talked about, so that they will be future Gideon countries, or the Bibles will be reaching those countries that will almost complete the Word of God around the world. And you can financially support us. $1.25 will place a copy of the Bible like this, a New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs, in the hands of somebody around the world. That means $125, 100 copies of a copy of the scripture will be in the hands of somebody around the world. And you can join as a member. Talk to us about it. And also as a friend, which I just mentioned about it. And there is something else called the book, the Life Book Program, which we will talk to the pastor after this, okay? That is for the youngsters, the teenagers, the high school students of America. Also, listen to a program which we call it the Gideon Card Program. The Gideon Card Program is cards like this, a Hallmark card, like when any time you send a card, you're also placing Bibles around the world. And last year, over 17 million Bibles. These Gideon cards are for all kinds of occasions, in memory, in recognition, thank you cards. You can send Bibles with it. The card is free, but when you send the Bibles, any number of them, you'll be paying for those Bibles. And we will place those Bibles wherever around the world with the funds coming from you. And a flyer, an insert like this, is in your hands. This will give you more information about the Gideon ministry. On the back, there's a QR sign, and you can go and find different ways how you can support this ministry financially, credit card. All the details are there. So take a look of that and have one of those inserts with you. When we have many versions of the Bible at our disposal, a good majority, I would say billions of people around the world, are waiting for their first copy of the Bible. Brothers and sisters, your prayers are highly needed. India is a country where I came from, and it's a very dear country, my mother country. Last 3 years in a row, the first time in the history of Gideon's, India has become the number one country, means the largest number of Bibles placed in the history of Gideon's. And last year before last, it was 13 million in 20 different Indian languages. Last year, 2015, it is 15 million Bibles in 22 different Indian languages. So this is going at a fast rate of placement like this in India, and many lives are coming to Christ. That is where India is in the map, and I am from the southernmost tip of India. In AD 52, Thomas, the disciple Thomas, the doubting Thomas we call him, but he came to India and preached Christianity. So we have Christianity in South India for almost 2,000 years, but there is only 4 to 5% Christians in India today. So we need the Bibles in India. Your prayers and support is going to do that. And thank you for your support so that these Bibles are made available and placed in the hands of many who are lost. And India is one of those countries. For the Word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You know that the Bible is making the difference. It is changing lives every day. And I want to talk to you about divine appointments. What is a divine appointment? As a Christian, as a born-again Christian, you and I, we are all supposed to pray for the lost souls. It is like you take an appointment with a doctor's office. If you take an appointment for a dentist office at 1 o'clock tomorrow, if you arrive there, when you arrive there, the whole office, the doctor, the nurse, the whole place is ready for you. They are going to take care of you. Suppose you go there at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The same office, the same doctor, you know, they are not going to look at you. It is more or less like that. You pray for the lost, and the Holy Spirit will take an appointment, and that is called the divine appointment. And you will be able to minister to that person, because Holy Spirit is leading you to a specific person or a group where you can lead them to Christ using the eternal Word of God. So I have many, many testimonies to share with you, but I'm going to go through few of them very fast. This man, his name is Richard Humphrey. In 1996, he came to my doorstep with a copy or a framed picture of my house taken, and he was selling that for raising funds for his tuition. And I didn't want to buy it because I didn't want it, you know, because it was expensive too. Okay, so I said, I'm not interested. But he pleaded with me, "Sir, this is helping me. Please help me to go through my college." So I invited him into my kitchen, and my wife said, "Hey, are you interested in eating something?" Because he looked very hungry. So my wife fed him with some spicy Indian food, and he ate all of it. And after that, I felt so bad, I bought that picture, the frame picture, for the full price. And then this man took the cash, and he was walking out. The Holy Spirit said, "This is a divine appointment. Talk to that person." So he took 3 or 4 steps, and I said, "Richard, could I talk to you and ask you a question? Where would you spend your eternity if you die today?" He turned around and he said, "I never heard that question ever. I don't know. I have no idea where I am going to be." So I said, "Could you come back for another minute or two?" And he came back and sat on the same chair in our kitchen, and I shared Christ with him using a little New Testament like this. And I went through the salvation plan at the end, and I asked him, the first time ever, I shared Christ with many others before that, but that is the first time I ever asked him the question, "Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now?" And the Holy Spirit prompted me, because I know it is a divine appointment. And to my surprise, even after that, this Richard Humphrey said, "Yes, I'm going to." I never expected that he's going to come back with yes. He accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior in my kitchen in 1996, 2011, he sent me this picture, 15 years later, showing that same Bible which he signed and dated, and that was his spiritual birthday. And he's telling me in 2011 that, "Titus, the day I came to your house, I was contemplating suicide. That day, you gave me Jesus and you gave me some Indian food." So today, God has given me a ministry giving the physical food and spiritual food in London, Lincolnshire, London. And he is going to African countries and many countries around the world. And many are coming to Christ. All started from one copy of the Bible and a divine appointment. Brothers and sisters, this is all open for you. So, please pray for divine appointments. And be ready when those people come and we can minister to them. Okay, so this is the last page of his Bible where he signed and dated. Can we advance that to the next? Okay, that's the last page of his Bible. In 1996, he signed, and that's where his Christian life started. Today, a great ministry is happening around the world, taking the food, physical food and spiritual food for the world. He wrote an article in the Gideon magazine last year, and he reads like this: "There is no wrong person to share Christ with, no wrong person to witness to. It's always the greatest thing you can do for anyone." I pray this encourages others to be bold and to share Christ with others. So pray for divine appointments. There's a lot more to the story of Richard Humphrey. If anybody is interested, I can go elaborate, but let me move on fast. The Word of God is powerful, and it can do wonderful things, even if the time has gone. In 1987, the first time I went to China for business reasons, I met a lady by name Hong Jay. Her name is Jenny. That's what we call her. I shared Christ with her, a bilingual Chinese Bible, in 1987, and she was our business associate in China. Since then, many times I traveled to China and took many of these Bibles, and in those days it was kind of smuggling. Let me say that for the glory of God. So, many times when you share Christ with, you may say, "Oh, I don't see any results. Why this person is not responding at all?" So 29 years gone, 1987 to this year. This is the lady whom I was talking many, many times in China and in this country. She is our business associate. And in June of this month, this year, her boss and my boss, who is my partner, suddenly died in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So she came to this country for the funeral. And the first thing she called me from the airport, and she said, "Titus, I can't sleep. You have to tell me where Vince, our boss, is. Is he in heaven? How can I go to heaven?" The first time I heard, after 29 years of ministry to this lady, heaven from her mouth. And she said, "I'm panic. I want to talk to you. You have to tell me, if I die today, where would I go?" Let me tell you, the following day after the funeral, you know, I met with her in a Milwaukee place, and she gave her life to Christ and accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. You can see that after the sinner's prayer, she's signing and dating her Bible. After 29 years, when you seed and pray for divine appointments, brothers and sisters, it is happening. It is going to happen at God's timing. That is Jenny, my friend, and she is still looking for and growing in the Lord in mainland China. And that is a country, Gideons are printing Bibles in the Chinese language for the last 5 years. That is after a long years of prayer and support from the worldwide believers. So pray for China and pray for my friend Jenny Hong. Okay. Indonesia. Earlier this year, I had the privilege of, through Gideon's, going to Indonesia. 85% are Muslims. And you can see scenes like this. They are all fighting for their copy of the Bible. You won't see this anywhere in this country. You know, if you offer a Bible to the school kid, no, I don't want it. You know, very few of them accept that. But, you know, scenes like this are very common. You can see the jails there. They are also rushing for their copy of the Bible. Let me tell you, this is the copy of the Indonesian copy of the Bible which we are handing out. We could not do it for any Muslims because that's the law of the country. So we reach the Christians, the nominal Christians in that country with these Bibles. And then also a bilingual English Indonesian Bible. And this, God opened the door to many, many Muslims and Muslim households, these Bibles into their hands because they were all wanting to read and learn English, and this was a great resource. So many Indonesian students and also teachers, Muslims, got their Bibles. This is a scene from an Indonesian classroom. It is so much freedom there, and you can go there and preach the gospel. It's all freedom in those classrooms, but we don't have that here. This is a school, Gloria School. It's a Christian school. Over 592 students. That's a chapel service. And I was given 5 minutes to talk to them about Jesus. And in that 5 minutes, I was waiting for my last five minutes of the chapel service. And I worked backwards. It is 13 hours ahead of us, Chicago time. So that was Tuesday evening. Our church has a prayer time Tuesday evening. So I texted from Indonesia to our pastor. I said, "Pastor, I'm going to be facing about 500 people. Would you pray for me?" And in 5 seconds or less, he texted back and said, "Titus, we are on our knees. You go ahead." So our church was praying, and I took the message of salvation to that congregation or that chapel service. Let me tell you, at the end, I said, "How many of you would like to take a decision to follow Christ?" And you can see that most of the hands are going up. And I said, "Those who raise the hand, stand up." And they took the sinner's prayer. Over 500 of them gave their hearts to Christ in that 5 minutes. Why? Because churches like you are praying for the world evangelization, the people who are lost to come to Christ. And that is one of the stories in the Indonesian ISB. I have several other stories, but because of the time lag, I'm going to move forward. This is a Muslim headmaster thanking us for getting a Bible for her. You can see that she's saying, "Thank you for the Bible. It is God's plan." This is coming out of the mouth of a Muslim headmaster. So let me move forward. Are you advancing? Just go ahead and advance, you know. Okay, this is a restaurant waitress who served lunch for me, and her name is Naina. Now, by hearing that name, I thought she's a Christian. So I shared Christ with her in the restaurant with this Indonesian Bible. And I asked the same question, "Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior now?" And she said yes. That was a surprise to me, but it was a divine appointment. And she signed and dated the Bible, and she became a Christian. It was not a good, nice situation for me, because I had to run through some problems, because she was a Muslim. I did not know that, but God took care of all, and Naina became a Christian that day. It is a hotel room, a Muslim hotel, which was owned by a Muslim, 137 rooms. They were denied placing Bibles in this hotel every year. And we went there, hold our hands up, and prayed for that place, and walked in and talked to a person. I thought it was the manager. And she said, is it free? I said, yes, it is free. Bring it in. She did not know what she was talking about. But in every room, we place the Bibles in 137 rooms in Indonesia because you prayed and it was divine appointment in that country. So let me move fast forward. Importance of worldwide evangelism. Please advance, you know, it seems like there's a little glitch. About out of the 6.8 billion, 2.7 billion never, 2.8 billion never heard the word of God or the salvation message. We have a vision from Gideon's. By the year 2020, we want to place 120 million Bibles in the hands of somebody. And you are very familiar with the words, Acts 1:8. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, we have this great power in us, and He made us ambassadors for Christ. Are you an ambassador for Christ? Remember, God called us. He commissioned us with the Great Commission, and He equipped us with the eternal Word of God. This is in our hands to share Christ with. He empowered us with the Holy Spirit, and as we read in Acts 1:8, with that power, we need to reach Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth with divine appointments. Pray for divine appointments, and be an ambassador for Christ. This is the message which we Gideons are taking, but we are members of churches like you. It is our ministry. It is our program. God has given to us this ministry. Harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. So I'm going to advance to the story of a dysfunctional man. He was born out of or born from a prostitute. And his testimony, I had the opportunity to listen to that recently in a convention. And it's a story of Pastor Ron Archer.
And little by little, she began to sell her 14-year-old body to grown men for money to survive. It's called turning tricks. And at age 16, she got pregnant. We call it having a trick baby. Two strangers meet for a business transaction, and there's a mistake. The pimp said, you can't make any money having a baby in the oven. We have got to kill this baby. They kicked her in the stomach. They fed her alcohol. They gave her drugs. They took a hanger and stabbed the baby over and over again. But the baby would not die. The baby was born 2 months premature with no pancreas, a learning disability, a bladder too small, unable to function, a severe stutterer. We call it a trick baby. Nobody wants the baby. No hope, no future. Kill it was the word. That baby was me. I'm the lowest of the low. I come from the guttermost. I come from a hellish condition. And so when I would go to school, I couldn't talk. I stuttered so severely from the trauma. My mother had a madam who hated men. Her name was Dolores, and she was a sadist. And when she would watch me, she would take a broomstick and stick it in a place where no boy should have any object in his body. And when you are tortured like that, you learn four things. Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and pretend nothing is happening. And by age 10, I had had enough. I wanted to die. And in my school, they put me in a boiler room with other kids who were dysfunctional like me, where we would finger paint all day long. And yet there was a teacher, thank God for her. Who had a Gideon Bible, and she came to my school and she saw kids like me as her mission field. And she would give me this Gideon Bible and read to me stories of dysfunctional characters who God used. She would say to me, Ronaldo, God uses greatly those who have been wounded very deeply. He will turn your pain into power, your wounds into wisdom. She had me read the story of Moses, who was also a stutterer. I began to understand that God did love a trick baby. Even as low as I was, there was hope for me and possibility. And when a child begins to understand the love of God and the power of His Word and the possibilities, it changes everything. How can a young man keep his way clean? By taking heed according to your word. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I began to memorize the Bible, that Gideon Bible, reading 2,000 scriptures. And when you put that kind of word in a life, something begins to happen. My stuttering went away. I stopped wetting the bed. I stood tall. I became valedictorian, became a pastor and priest until everybody in my family got saved. Why? Because somebody placed the Gideon Bible in a woman's hand that changed a life forever. Yes! I was born a trick baby, but the trick was on the devil.
The harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. So let us pray to the master of the harvest to send the laborers with divine appointments. Thank you, congregation, for listening. Thank you, pastor, and thank you for the offering which you are going to take. God bless you.